In order that we might prepare our hearts for the meeting to follow, shall we turn to Revelation chapter 5 and begin reading in verse 11. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 11. While you're turning, I'd just like to say what a joy it is to be back and to sense the joy in the Lord and the refreshing spirit here at this dose once again. Revelation chapter 5, verse 11, "And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing to every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, but all that are in them, heard I say, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb, forever and ever." The four beasts said, "Amen." 24 elders fell down and worshipped him, forever and ever. Let's turn back to verse 12, and let's all read it together, shall we? Because that's the verse I'd like to think with you about tonight. Verse 12, "Saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Worthy is the Lamb, and he really is, dear friend. Worthy of homage and of praise. Worthy by all to be adored. Exhaustless theme of heavenly days, thou art good, Jesus. In the rush of present day life, it's often easy to forget how infinitely worthy the Lord Jesus is of all of our worship and our praise and the adoration of our hearts. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Just think of it. We sit here tonight under this roof. People for whom someone has died. And that someone was not a mere man, but the Lord of light and glory. Just think of the price that he paid for our redemption. We might be with him eternally in Emmanuel's grave. Came to the cross of shame and poured out his life for us. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. It says, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive." And I think that some versions of the Bible have the word authority here. I must confess to you tonight that this verse of Scripture often puzzles me. I would read it, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power," and I think, how could he possibly have more power than he already has? Didn't Jesus say all power is given unto thee in heaven and earth? Isn't he the omnipotent one? Somebody then gave me a text, a wall text, and I hung it in the bedroom right opposite my bed, and I used to lie in my bed at night and say, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power." The one I just flashed across my mind, he does, he already has all power. But this means my submission to his authority. That is power. It's by bowing the knee to his authority. He already has all authority, but he wants me to acknowledge. And what that really says is that the Lord Jesus Christ is worthy that I should bow the knee to all the And I really think that's the beginning of all true worship. The Apostle Paul said, for to this end Christ both died and rose again, that he might be what? Lord. He also said, writing to the Corinthians, he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him that died. Dear friends, the Lord Jesus is worthy. You and I should bow before him and acknowledge him. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Pilkington of Uganda once said, if he is king, he has a right. This is what the hosts of heaven are singing tonight. This is the song that we'll sing throughout all eternity. Worthy is the Lamb that is blessed. C.G. Studd once said, I had known about Jesus dying for me, but I had never understood that he died for me, then I didn't belong to myself. And that if I took my life and lived it the way I wanted to, then I was a When I realized that, it didn't seem hard to give all to him. And he also said, if Jesus Christ be God and died for him, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make him do. That's what this means. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive authority, my subjection to his authority. Jim Elliot said, he is no fool who gives what he cannot eat. He was just saying the thing. This is an echo that goes down through the centuries from the lips of men who followed the logic of Christianity and led them down a one-way street to total commitment to him. Gordon of Yale said, Lord Jesus, I take hands off as far as my life is concerned. I put thee on the throne in my heart. Change, cleanse, use me as thou shalt choose. I take the full power of thy Holy Spirit. I thank thee. Amen. And another said, a young girl at Moody Bible Institute wrote to the front of her Bible, Lord Jesus, I give up my own purposes and plans, all my own desires, hopes and ambitions, whether they be fleshly or soulish. I give myself, my life, my all, utterly to be thine forever. I hand over to thy keeping all of my friendships, my love. All the people whom I love are to take second place in my heart. Fill me and heal me with thy Holy Spirit. Work out thy whole will in my life at any cost, now and forever, for to be the living Christ. Signed her name to a faith. But later she married John Stan, they went out to China, and healed their testimony with their father. What was she saying? She was saying, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive Christ. You know, if every knee in the universe bows to Jesus Christ, there would be none too much. But we have the wonderful privilege tonight to come together and to worship him and pour out our heart's devotion to him. Praiseworthy is the Lamb that was slain, and he will have my submission to his authority. Then the verse goes on to say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive riches. Once again, you think, riches? He owns the cattle on a thousand hills, creator and sustainer of the universe. How can he receive riches? I think it means my riches, don't you? I think it means your riches. I don't have any riches. The Lord allows certain amounts to pass through all of our hands during the lifetime. But this verse says to me, everything I am, forever I pursue, he's worthy of it all. Years ago, a young man saw this vision. He brought up in Ireland in a castle. Some people that passed the castle, they used to raise their noses in icy hot air and say, "It's so nice to know the Darby." And John Nelson Darby turned his back on wealth and fame and fortune to follow Jesus Christ. He traveled for 26 years in Europe without unpacking his suitcase. He lived days at a time on acorns and milk. One day he sat in a cheap Italian boarding house and cupped his chin in his hands and sang, "Jesus, I my cross have taken, all believe and follow thee." What was he saying? He was saying, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive riches." He gave him all that he had. Lady Powers Court, another fine Christian who lived at the same time, said it seems an insult to that love which gave all for us to say we love and yet stop to calculate about giving our all to him when our all is but two mites. Better not to love at all. Better to be cold and lukewarm, he said. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive my riches. I love to tell about C.T. Studd as a young man. After he had been converted, he was born running. God set a fire in his soul, and he inherited a fortune, and he decided to put it all to work for Jesus. But he thought, well, he was marrying this young bride, and the fairest thing to do would be at least to turn some of it over to her. His faith wouldn't do for her, so he gave away his part of the fortune, but reserved some for her. Incidentally, his part of the fortune went to starting Moody Bible Institute. But he explained to her what he was doing, and she said to him, "Charlie, what did Jesus tell the rich young man to do?" And Charlie said, "He told him to forsake all and follow him." And she said, "Charlie, let's start our married life doing what the rich young man failed to do." She put it all to work for him. Worthy is the Lamb slain to receive riches. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive wisdom. Is wisdom personified, isn't he? Is there anything he doesn't know? Is there any wisdom he doesn't? I don't think that's what it means. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive all of it. The finest of my intellectual power. It makes me think of that verse in Luke chapter 10, verse 26, where the Savior says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind, thy neighbor." It seems to be the prevalent attitude today that anyone with unusual intellectual power should give them to the world. But Jesus is worthy of the second best, of somebody else's children. But that isn't what this verse says. This verse is worthy of the Lamb of God. The very best that I can bring to my mind. What a wonderful thing to see Christians, young Christians, keen young Christians coming and putting their minds on the altar for the Lord Jesus Christ to be used for him. Spurgeon said, I like this, he said, "In that day when I surrendered myself to my Savior, I gave him my body, my soul, my spirit, I gave him all I had. And all I shall have for time and eternity. I gave him all my talents, my powers, my faculties, my eyes, my ears, my conscience, my limbs, my emotions, my judgment, my whole manhood, and all that could come of it. Whatever fresh capacity or new capability I might be endowed with." And later on, S.B. Meyer said, "Of all the minds God gave him, He made the most of it for Christ. But I think of that when we come to the Lord's table. And we bow before Him. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive. Dear young believer here tonight, are you giving your mind to Him? Or have you saved that for the unworthy world? And that it says, strength. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive strength. He doesn't need any strength, does he? He's worthy to receive my little son. Worthy to receive the very finest of my physical powers for him. My, the Olympic Games have just been going on. And I certainly wouldn't disparage them because I admire the discipline of young people today who will train and practice and exercise and go forth after the ribbon. But I tell you, there's something better. There's something better than the ribbon. Something better than the poor, withering wreath that they give in Montreal. That's the crown of glory that fadeth not away. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive strength. There's nothing more sensible, rational, reasonable than that I, for whom the Savior has died, should take the very finest of my strength and extend it for you. That vision we have tonight. We're saying that, in effect, when we come to worship Him. I'll never forget when those five fellows died for Christ down in Alcaland in Ecuador, and the word got to me that Peter Fleming had a favorite hymn. It was in the InterVarsity hymn book. And I went to it and looked it up, and I never forget how loudly it spoke to me. It says this, and it's really saying in effect, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive strength, my strength. Lord, in the fullness of my might, I would for thee be strong. While runneth o'er each dear delight, to thee should rise my song. I would not give the world my heart and then profess thy love. I would not feel my strength depart and then thy service prove. I would not with swift winged zeal on the world's errands go, then labor up the heavenly hill with weary feet and slow. All not for thee my weak desires, my poorer, baser heart. Oh, not for thee my fading fires, the ashes of my heart. Oh, choose me in my golden time, in my dear joys have part. For thee, the glory of my crime, the fullness of my heart. Only reasonable, isn't it? Only reasonable that we should come to him with all our strength. And be sensible. And this is the chant that's going on in heaven right now. 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with one accord, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive strength, my strength for Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor. My, what do we know really about praising the Lord? What do we know about hearts overflowing with love for Him and with a single pure desire to bring honor to His name? That's what it says to me. I think of dear John the Baptist, how he had that passion burning within him. I must decrease. He must increase. I think of men and women of God down through the century and their great desire with us to keep honor and upon honor from the Lord Jesus Christ, who is worthy of all. Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon the throne, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor. We spent every moment of every day chanting and singing the praise of our Lord, it would be none too much. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory. Mostly in this world, he doesn't receive glory.
In fact, the only glory he receives is from redeemed lips. And when you think of what little portion of the church's life is spent today in pure worship, it really is amazing. And yet he misses it. He misses it. I really believe with all my heart that the Lord Jesus has an appointment with me at the Lord's table every week. And I believe when I'm not there, he misses it. I come from California, and I'm sorry to say that the attitude in many places in California is that no meeting could be allowed to interfere with a trip to the high seas. But when I think of that, I think of the day Jesus came to the house of Simon the Pharisee. You know what he said to him? He said, "Simon, when I came to your house, you gave me no tip. You gave me no tip." What does it tell me? It tells me he missed me. If I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and I'm not there to remember him, he misses it. Infinitely worthy of it. And yet we forget. It's so easy for us to take the glory to ourselves. To take the glory to ourselves and to neglect him. Be careful not to touch the glory. And finally, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive blessing. What does this mean? It means all my powers of praise for him. You know, it's marvelous when you stop to think of it, how easy it is for us to work up enthusiasm over chasing a little white ball over 18 green. It's marvelous how we can get enthusiastic over baseball or talk with such proficiency about a new card. And yet when it comes to pouring blessings upon the worthy Lord Jesus, the tongue tied. Something the matter, isn't there? Young men, and old men as well, when we meet to worship the Lord, come with your basket full and don't be a dumb priest. I believe one of our regrets when we get to heaven is that we didn't worship and praise and walk. Don't you think? Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive authority, my subjection to his authority, and riches, all that I possess is him, I'm just his. And wisdom, the very finest of my intellectual power, and strength, the best of my physical powers for him, and honor and glory and blessing. Some time ago I was in a home, somebody played a record, Paul Sandberg singing, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, and honor and glory and blessing." And you know, the Spirit of God is very present in that room. And when that record's finished, one of the brothers broke down weeping. When he finally regained his composure, he said to another brother, "That's what we're going to be singing throughout all eternity." But dear friends, we don't have to wait. We can start right now. So as we meet to remember the Lord, may our hearts be open to him, and whether audibly or silently,